Story Time with Genevieve. I am Genevieve and I will be telling the stories I have written, but this will be the first time I'm sharing them with a broader audience. This first episode, I will be telling the story of the unsightly caterpillar. Let us start the unsightly caterpillar. There once was a flower that was considered the most lovely flower in all of the garden, and each morning it would stretch its leaves and stems into the sky, exposing the best parts of it so it could absorb the most energy it could from the sun's rays. But one morning, a caterpillar approached the flower, and it looked up at it, and it said to the flower, "You are the most beautiful thing I have ever seen. I have crawled across this whole garden, and your leaves look the most loveliest, your petals the softest. Is there any possible way you would let me take a small little bite from one of your smaller leaves here near the ground at the bottom of your stem?" The flower looked down to the ground. It so rarely looked down and not up into the sky. "Who are you?" says the flower. "Well, I am the caterpillar." The flower said, "Oh, you're so ugly. What is that all over your body?"
"Well, it's hair, isn't it?"
"Why is it pink and black?" responds the flower. "Are you sick?"
"No," says the caterpillar. "This is my natural coloring. So, may I take a bite of one of your leaves?" asks the caterpillar.
"No," says the flower, pulling as far away from the caterpillar as possible and tucking the leaves way out of its reach. "Oh, please," says the caterpillar.
"Why not?"
"I don't want your disgusting little mouth touching any of my leaves," the flower responds. "Okay," says the caterpillar, as it slowly crawls over to the dandelion and nibbles along its leaves, for the dandelion didn't care, and it reached its leaves out as far as it could to the caterpillar, saying, "Go ahead.
I don't mind a little nibbles then and now."
And the caterpillar takes a bite.
"Oh," says the caterpillar, "it's quite bitter.
But I do appreciate the nutrition." Once the caterpillar was satisfied, it curled up and started to build itself a little cocoon right there on the ground. Into the dirt, it spun and spun and spun until it was a giant white ball mixed with mud over the top. And the sun baked the mud into a harder shell to protect the little caterpillar as it transformed and went through its metamorphosis. It slowly changed, but the flower took no notice. It continued to grow and stretch, and it would look to the sun every morning. Until one day, all of the garden heard a crack coming from the forgotten pile of mud that had crusted over the ground where the caterpillar had made its cocoon. And slowly, the creature started to crawl out of the crack. First one little bright colored wing, and then another, and it slowly shook the moisture from its newly formed body, and a gorgeous rainbow of colors were across its wings. And the flower gasped, "Oh my, aren't you the loveliest thing?" And the caterpillar, who had just transformed into a butterfly, looked up at the flower and said, "Oh, am I? Oh, how nice. Well, may I sit along your head?"
"Well, please do," says the flower. "You would make a lovely accoutrement to my petals."
So the caterpillar, now turned butterfly, flew up to the flower's petals and landed right on top of its head.
"Oh,"
says the flower,
You are a little heavy, but that's okay. We'll be lovely together. Oh, says the butterfly. I have to lay some eggs. You don't mind, do you? The flower responds, no, you don't need to lay any eggs on my... Please. Oh, 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 oh. But says the caterpillar, it will look lovely inside of your petals. And it continues to just lay some eggs. Boop, bop, boop, bop, 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 bop. And the flower's response, no, 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 no. What are you doing? Please stop right now. I don't think so, says the butterfly. I'm done now, though. So, okay, bye-bye. And it flies away. And now the flower's head is covered in little caterpillar eggs. And it shakes, but they're very glued to its face and it can't do anything about it. And so it just stands there as the eggs mature until one day, tiny, fuzzy little caterpillars burst from all of the eggs and nibble their way all the way down to the flower's base, leaving the flower with any leaves or lovely petals along its head. The end. Thank you for joining me on my first episode of Storytime with Genevieve. I hope you enjoyed the story. You can join me again next time, where I'll be telling the story of the dog who could never sleep. Good night.